The Wolves return home today and then on Saturday for a split week against Crookston and MSU Moorhead. We've got ourselves another installment of Pack Chat for your listening pleasure as we catch up with the junior from East Palo Alto, California, Marshawn Smith, of the program. Thanks for doing this, sir. I appreciate it.
Hey, man. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure, for sure. Do you like the Thursday, Saturday? What's your opinion on that?
I feel like it's a little bit better on the body, for sure. So having a practice on Wednesday, going into the game on Thursday, and then going into a practice, kind of like a recovery. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like it gives the body more chance to be ready to go for the game.
I feel like Thursday, Saturday at home is really good. Thursday, yeah. Saturday on the road is like,
eh. Yeah, that can probably be tough. But, you know, I'm more like, I'm so focused on like recovery and making sure my performance is at 100%. So I kind of like to have like a little bit of a break. Back-to-back can be really difficult on the body, for sure.
You a big sauna guy? Hot tub, cold tub? What do you do to get back?
Man, Miss Allison, which she's great, you know what I'm saying? She takes care of the body really well. She always recommends the cold tub, you know, and I'm really not a cold guy, you know, yeah. But getting in the cold tub really helps for my recovery and getting me right. So I'm definitely going to get in the cold tub tonight.
Well, you're not in the best possible spot being a non-cold guy here in Aberdeen. How have you held together with the winter we've had so far?
You know, I talked to my mom. She said just layer up, you know, make sure the heater's on in the room and, you know, just got to just fight through it. So that's kind of what I've been doing for the most part. Just get to the gym, get back home, get in the car. Just when you're in the cold, just layer up and just get through it.
That's about all you can do.
Man.
So a big 27-point performance against SMSU. Were you in the zone that day or what? Because we've seen you in the zone at times this season. I think about mm-hmm. the Crookston game, that yeah. game on Saturday. You were big time in the zone there.
Yeah, for sure. I think Coach really gave us a speech that we really needed to hear. You know, that last game left a sour taste in our mouth, for sure. For the most part, I was just locked in, ready to go. Just, I think everybody's pretty much fired up, you know, but I felt like, you know, me being out there for set the tone, you know, set the first punch and be ready to go at the end of the day. Just, I was really locked in.
Walk me through the baseline dunk, because that was sweet.
Oh, okay, man. So everybody kind of knows, like, we kind of have like a little bit of a handoff situation. So I kind of just like, hey, Ty, hey, come get the ball. And I think, you know, those guys kind of fell asleep. And right when I was like, I'm just going to take it. They're not even going to know. So went for the handoff. The guy went with Ty. Both guys went. Gave me an opportunity to get ahead of steam. And, you know, the rest is history from there.
What's it like when you yam on a dude?
It's amazing, you know, like it's probably one of the best feelings you can possibly have, like just flying through the air and, you know, just dunking the ball home and flying over people and there's no chance they're going to get it. It's really hard to explain and describe, but it's like, I would say it's like getting a present on Christmas, you know? Mm. So I think that's kind of how I explain it. It's like having your first Christmas, if you can explain, if that can even like put that into words. So it's electric, you know, and I was just so fired up, you know, I was just ready to go. The crowd, everything yep. was just... It was just perfect.
I hate winter weekend. First mm-hmm. time you experienced that. What'd you think?
Man, it was crazy. It was crazy. I've never, like, in my career so far, have been in an environment that was so electric, that had so many amazing fans coming out. Everybody was fired up, you know, and I think that's kind of what pushed me to be on point, you know, to be more locked in. Like, I felt like I owed it to the fans, owed it to Aberdeen, owed it to Northern to, like, come ready to go and give 100%, give my best. So that's kind of... pretty much how I like went into it.
Did you jump in the hot tub afterwards?
You know, at first I told them I wasn't going to go in the hot tub. They're like, Marshawn, you got to get in. So I'm like, okay, well, let's do it. So I definitely hopped in the hot tub, you know, cheered. It was just amazing. It was good.
Toby straight up cannonballed into that thing. Did you
Man.
See that?
See, I didn't know how deep it was and how the hot tub was kind of like formatted. So I kind of just like did like a little slide in there because I was trying to be careful. Yeah. And I saw everybody else just jump straight in. I was like, oh, this is deeper than what I thought. So they're actually legit hot tub. So it was crazy. He did just jump in there.
I couldn't believe it. Walk me through the windmill dunk at the end now. I know some people don't like that. Mm-hmm. So was it just kind of like an out of body experience for you? It would have been even better if I would have made it.
For sure. I usually don't miss them like that. So quite frankly too, Coach talked to me and talked to the team and said this team last year beat our Northern State team by 40 or had like a big lead, you yeah. know. The thing about it is like I think I'm here now, and it's like I'm here to represent Northern, you know, like I'm here to show like we're not backing down, even though their record was really good. Like I'm here to show like we're here to defend home court. And I feel like that's kind of something that like we had going on. And the guys on their other team was kind of getting a little chirpy with my guys. And, you know, it became more personal with me. So definitely, that's why I went down there and did it. I know that was a sportsmanship thing, so I'm definitely going to rethink things next time. But in the moment, I hate winter. Guys was out there. People was out there. It was just... Stuff has to be done sometimes.
Juice was flowing. You felt it.
Man.
So you started off your career at Diablo Valley Community College. How'd you enjoy your time out there?
So it was in the Bay Area, back at home. A lot of family support, you know, a lot of people I know, and just being at home. I think that was just like one of the best experiences, you know, have my family come and watch me play and see me play.
Mm-hmm.
Playing out of junior college is this a different experience compared to the NCAA ball? But I feel like they taught me a lot of valuable things, and just it's like, you know, it's junior college is a doggy dog world out there, you know. So it's just like survival of the fittest, and it kind of puts you in a position to be, I got stuff has to get done, and who's gonna do it? You got to do it, you know what I'm saying? So it kind of prepared me a little bit, you know, just being fearless and just going out there and just be ready to go. I enjoyed it, though. You know, coaches was great and just had a good time playing with them and, you know, learning, becoming, developing, building a resume, really.
Good for you. How do you like playing at the Barnett Center so far?
Man, it's amazing. You know, the atmosphere. You know, I didn't know what it was going to be like from pictures, and I saw a couple of videos, and I'm like, this looks cool. But then when you get on the court and you just kind of, like, see the atmosphere and you get around and the fans and they have court-sized seats, it's just amazing. I've never seen anything like it, and I really just like, it's like, I got to take it all in, just enjoy it, and really just like, it makes you just want to play hard, give everything you got.
Do you talk to fans during the game a little bit, maybe during like free throws and stuff like that, or not so much?
Man, now I do. Like, I do. The guys on the sidelines, hey, Marshawn, I feel like people are starting to, you know, get, you know me a little bit. My name is kind of getting out there a little bit in Aberdeen, and people kind of recognize me.
Sure.
For the most part, people like, talk to me on the sideline, Marshawn, we need a bucket. Marshawn, hey, we got to be locked in. Marshawn, can you give me a dunk, Marshawn? Like,
yeah.
I hear that a lot. And then kids now take a lot of pictures with kids and parents and stuff like that. And so it's this amazing feeling now. I feel more obligated to like talk and, you know, just be more personable for sure.
That's awesome. I love to hear that. Not trying to jinx anything here, but what's the worst sports injury you've ever had? Hopefully nothing, but
for the most part, I take care of my body pretty much. I think the worst is like a common rolled ankle, you know? I feel like those happen. Yeah, definitely. I feel like for the most part, when it comes down to it, just like, just a rolled ankle, this happens. But I feel like those are the situations that I kind of went through.
Only played basketball in high school. Is that true?
So I was kind of a late bloomer to sports anyways, you know? I started playing basketball in high school.
Wow.
Yeah. So I started playing basketball in high school. I know that's like, I tell people that all the time. Like, that's when I started getting my first start, really my eighth grade summer going into high school. That's when I started really like, okay, we're going to play basketball. Let's see how this works. You know, they're like, you're getting pretty tall. They're like, let's play basketball. You know, that's what my family was kind of like saying. And I said, I want to do it. And they were like, okay, you know, we're jumping all in. So only play one sport. And I just kind of put everything into it, you know, just worked out every single day and just put a lot of work in on my craft and just try to get as polished as I possibly can in the short amount of time that I was playing.
If you could do it all over again, would you play anything else or would you stick to just strictly basketball?
My family was saying I could do high jump, long jump, and track and field sports. But, you know, I love the game of basketball. You know, I really do love playing basketball. I think basketballs have opened up a lot of opportunities and a lot of doors for me. So I definitely like am appreciative of just playing basketball. I probably wouldn't do it different because I probably wouldn't be here.
That's a good point to make. When you filled out the questionnaire, you said you're naturally left-handed, but you shoot righty. How did you figure that out?
So yes, yeah, so remember I said I started playing basketball late. So they were asking me what hand do I shoot with, and I don't know. I was shooting with two hands. It was like, all right, he's a righty, you know, and you know, it's crazy because I'm left-handed. I write with my left, and so it's kind of like of an ambidextrous thing got going on, and it just kind of just happened over time, and just shooting with my right and playing with my right, it just kind of gave me that ability to just like, okay, yeah, on the court, you're right-handed, but, you know, in life, you're left-handed.
Wow, that's crazy. What does the locker room look like before games? Is it pretty quiet, pretty loud? What's that look like?
So, yeah, so we got a couple of guys that gets on the little boombox, and they're playing music, and then there's a lot of other guys like that's just like locked in, like ready to go. Like, you know, me, I'm personally a guy that has my headphones on. I'm sitting down. I'm just listening to my music, just focusing on the task at hand. You know, some other guys have their way of just getting locked in, is just having a good time, turning up, jumping around. But for me, for the most part, I'm just sitting down, have my headphones in, locked in. I'm probably not saying too much, not a lot of laughter, not a lot of talking, not a lot of chatter. I'm just ready to go, trying to get this win.
Dude is just dialed in.
Yeah.
Funniest player on this team this year?
I say BV or Marley for sure. Book is funny too, you know what I'm saying? With that accent, he can, you know, he says a lot of stuff. Like when he talks about like food places, like, I'm sorry, Book, I'm going to say it. He'd be like, better beggar, got to go get a better beggar. It's just funny the way he talks. So it's just like, he's pretty funny. Marley's pretty funny. And then BV's just a funny, goofy guy in general.
For sure. I could see that.
Yeah.
Favorite person at Northern State University. Who would that be for you? Could be a coach, could be a teacher, could be somebody else. Mm. Favorite person on campus for you?
You know, I really have a lot of people that I like. I have two friends that's from Mozambique, Ron and Hugo. Shout out those guys. They're great guys. You know, they help as a part of the basketball team, and they help me out a lot. You know, they help me, they rebound for me, they get my rebounds, and they work out with me. Like, they're really there to help me out for the most part. And I feel like when it comes down to the progression of shooting and everything that's been happening so far, it's like I can give a lot of credit to them. Definitely my professors, because they're very lenient, and they help me out when it comes down to, like, you know, making sure getting assignments done or just being understanding when I have games and everything like that. So I'll say those people. Coach, I just have a lot of people. You, like, it's crazy. Yeah. So I'm just appreciative of everybody.
It means a lot. Thank you. Favorite road trip that you've taken? Could be when you were out west, could be here, mm-hmm. maybe in high school or something like that. What's your favorite road trip you've taken?
My favorite road trip so far is when we played Wyoming. I think that was like, it was just a crazy experience going out to play at a Division I college, having a good game against them, and just seeing that atmosphere and the people out there, and just like how it's so structured, how it's like, you know, how I've seen the court, the stadium that it's in. You know, I feel like going out there, that really started to like see like, okay, we can actually be something. We got to do a lot of more, we got to have a lot more building to do, but we can actually have, we have some good stints in that game. And I feel like going out there to at a Division I college and just seeing the atmosphere there was just crazy for the most part for me.
Was it tough to play at altitude, or is that just something that?
No, it's real.
It is.
It's real, my man. It's real. Like when you first get on, you're breathing. You know, you're sucking wind for the most part, and just like you gotta like once you get your second wind, you'll be okay, but you can definitely feel it. And the school lets you know. You know, the school lets you know. It says you walk in the hallways, and it says the highest level of college basketball altitude. Like, yeah. Like they really say it, like for sure.
So it's mentally and mm-hmm. physically there. Yeah. So that's all the basketball questions I got for you. You got a nickname?
Well, I have a lot of nicknames. So yeah, they call me like Sean for short. You know, like a lot of guys on the team call me Sean for short. My mom calls me. Nah, I'm not saying that nickname. Nah, it's not getting around. Nah, we're gonna leave it at Sean for short, for sure.
Gotcha. See, I'm trying to break out Inspector. You know, like Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, I know. I heard you saying that. Yeah, that's really.
You like that?
That's sticking. I like it though. I do. I like it. You said that arm.
Yeah, the go-go gadget arm. Like, yeah, it just has another like extension to mm-hmm. it. So I know people in their 20s, they really don't know Inspector Gadget too much. So I'm glad that you're picking up on it.
For sure.
You said you're a big burger guy.
Yeah.
What are you putting on your burger?
I'm heading to Pounders for sure. You know, their burgers are fire, but have to have a little bit of onion, a little bit of lettuce, a little bit of tomato, some bacon on there, and then some cheese, of course. And then, like, avocado. I like some avocado on my burger, too. So, you know, I definitely, it's like, I feel like that's a perfect burger for me.
I appreciate that. I'm a big avocado guy. Have you ever done the burger battle yet, the Aberdeen Burger Battle?
No, I haven't heard of it. What is it about?
There's like 16 places in town. They all have like a different unique burger.
Uh-huh.
All kinds of like different toppings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'll show it to you afterwards. They've got all sorts of good stuff, wild stuff.
Yeah.
And the wife and I just did one on Monday. It was pretty solid. So I don't know if there's many that have like avocado on the burger, unfortunately, because mm-hmm. I'm a big avocado on the burger guy.
Yeah.
So I'll show it to you afterwards.
For sure.
So the dreads. Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to grow the dreads, and what's the upkeep for that like?
I've been growing them for a while. You know, I've been growing them since high school. Since my junior year in high school, that's when I started growing them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the upkeep for them is just, you know, it's pretty like straightforward, simple, you know, wash days. And then I kind of like have like some gel that I use and just twist them down. And when I can get a haircut and keep them fresh, I'm probably definitely going to get a haircut today for the game. You know, I like to look good, play good for the game. Yeah. So, you know, I'm probably going to have them all hanging down and have a nice haircut and be ready to go. But it's pretty simple, you know, just simple routine, wash, style, be ready to go.
Is there a certain time that you're thinking to yourself, I'd like to trim up a little bit, or you want to keep it going for a while?
I get asked that a lot, like how long are you going to be able to keep them? How long are you going to keep them? And it's like, right now, it's just, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't know. It's just, I haven't cut them, haven't really never touched them with scissors, and I'm kind of like, I don't know. So I think right now I'm just being like, I'm just going with the flow for the most part.
What song best describes the life of Marshawn Smith?
Staying alive, man. You know, for sure. Just taking it day by day and just being happy. God gave me this day to, you know, be myself and just go out and just perform and do things the right way for the most part. You know, I feel like I'm more so a happy guy, like to talk to people, like to be around people, try to be as personable as I can and just, you know, just stand alive for the most part.
That's going to get you a long, long ways in life for sure, being personable like that.
Yes, sir.
Any tattoos for
Marshawn Smith? No tattoos, man. No tattoos. You know, I'm a dark-skinned guy. I kind of want them to be seen, but I don't know if they're going to be seen. So, you know, just showing off the regular skin for now. I don't know. I might get one in the future, but right now I think we're just rocking with the basic, you know?
Gotcha. How many planes are currently flying over the state of California right now?
Man, it's a plane every minute. You know, you hear a plane every minute. You see a plane every minute. Where I'm at in the Bay Area, I'm next to San Francisco. So you see a plane flying, like, I'll say every 15 to 20 minutes that's flying across the air, you know? So it's just, we see planes as we see bus for mm-hmm. the most part. You know, we see planes a lot.
So you're going north of 200, you think?
Yeah. Yeah, north of 200. I'll say about like 230. Like, we see a lot of planes, man. Like a lot of planes. Because San Francisco, Oakland, we can see them flying across all day long. San Jose, right there.
I'm trying to think. Because last time I went to San Francisco, it was mm-hmm. probably like 2011. It's been a long, long time. But yep. We were out there. We did Fisherman's Wharf. We did Alcatraz, yep. All that good stuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Alcatraz?
No, I have not been to Alcatraz.
You gotta go.
So I know I should go. I know. It's just like something about prison on the water. It's just like, oh, that's kind of like, you know, I can get kind of paranoid. But I'm definitely, like, I definitely do the pier. I definitely walk around and clam chowder. Seafood is amazing.
I was going to say, are you a big seafood guy?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely a big seafood guy. You know, that's where we have it at. You know, we're right on the water, right mm-hmm. on the wharf. So it's like me and my girl, we go out there and We have a good time, eat some clam chowder, you know, fish and chips. It's just a fun time out there. But we definitely do have to go to Alcatraz and kind of check that out.
So being a Oakland, San Francisco guy, are you a Raiders fan? I mean, I know they're in Vegas now. Are you a 49ers fan? Are you, a big football fan or not so much?
So, yeah, so my family's definitely a 49ers fan. You know, we're 49ers. Like, I have a bunch of 49ers stuff just by default,
sure.
You know, just by default. My uncle's a Raiders fan, so he's like the outlier in the house.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's just like, you know, 49ers. We got a lot of 49ers gear, so I'm just a 49ers fan by default, for
gotcha.
Sure.
All right, fair enough. I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a big Seattle Seahawks fan.
Oh, man. I do have a Seattle Seahawks, like, coach is a Seattle Seahawks fan, too. And he gave me a blanket, Seattle Seahawks. And I'm like, so you're lucky I need the blanket because it's cold. But
yeah,
I don't want this.
That's
for
right.
sure.
I mean, I'm not going to bring up the divisional round of the playoffs or week 18 or anything like that. But we'll just pass right on through that. So if Marshawn Smith was a brand, what would your motto be? You know, you got Nike, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
What would your brand be?
Woo, that's kind of one that's kind of put me on the spot. What would my brand be? Probably something like keep on living or like keep pushing or like believe or something like that. Something really hopeful because I wouldn't have got here without hope, without a little bit of belief and being blessed too. So it's like I was something like that. Something a little bit more on the motivational side too. Kind of like the slogan of just do it, but like something on my type of terms.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite app on your phone right now?
Favorite app on my phone right now, I have two. So the first one is the Bible app. I've been definitely cracking open the Bible app a lot, you know, just trying to stay grounded. The second one is probably like Instagram, probably TikTok. I've been doing a lot of stuff on TikTok, and my Instagram has been blowing up from basketball games and videos and things of that nature. So it's just been good stuff happening all the way around, you know. So I feel like I have three for the most part.
Okay. Greatest strength and your greatest weakness?
See, I think my greatest strength is I work hard. I'm a hustler. You know, I'm going to go hard. 100%. I'm working out a lot. And it's like, I just don't know when to stop. I think that's my greatest weakness as well. Because I don't know when to stop sometimes. Sometimes I, like, my body might need a rest, but like, nah, I can't. I got to keep on going, you know? So
keep on going. That's your tagline.
Hey, that might be it right there. So yeah, for sure. Definitely. But I think for the most part, it's just like, my greatest weakness can be my greatest strength too. It's like, I just don't know when to stop. Like, I have to like give myself a break, give my body a break. And I think that's kind of the situation for me.
Hollywood is making a movie about Marshawn Smith.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called and who plays you?
I would say if I can play myself, I would want to play myself. You know, for sure. I would definitely want to play myself. Who would I have play me? Probably Chris Tucker, the younger Chris Tucker, if he was like, if it was like back in those days, or I can have him go back in time or something like that. But I would love to play myself. But I think the name of the movie probably might be like Go Go Gadget, Marshawn, something crazy. I don't know. The man with the rockets in his leg, something.
There you go.
Something like that.
I can dig it. Have you ever seen a ghost? / do you believe in ghosts?
Tooks, no, I've never seen a ghost, man. If I did, I'd probably be running the other way or probably pass out. Like, I would be probably terrified if I saw a ghost.
You got that right.
Yeah, no, I've never seen a ghost, and I don't want to see one.
Hard pass. If you could be a superhero, what would your superpower be?
If I can be a superhero, I think my superpower would be to teleport. I think teleportation probably might be the best thing possible. Like, it eliminates cars, planes. If I want to be in Hawaii right now for about an hour, I can go to Hawaii for an hour. You know, so, like, definitely just teleport will probably be, like, the best thing possible for me.
What would the name of your debut album be? Let's say you're musically inclined, you're dropping your first album. What's it called?
Sean John, Volume 3. That's what I would say.
Even though it's the first one.
Yeah, no, we got to skip. We got to go Volume 3. No, Volume 2, because I'm number 2 on the team. So, Sean John, Volume 2, for sure. We're skipping 1.
Did you pick that number 2, or is that just the number randomly?
Shout out my guy Lane Teets. I wanted number 1. I was number 1 in junior college. He had number 1, so I was like, you know, we're just gonna have to try out number 2. So for the most part, I was like, let's go with 2. Let's see how that's going. And I think it's looking pretty good. I think I'm rocking it pretty well.
Very much so. What makes you angry? You know, what fires you up? What gets on your bad side?
So yeah, I can give you, like, for instance, like when Coach was saying, like, we wasn't playing hard enough, you know, when we wasn't going hard and we wasn't getting as much effort as we needed to be, and we're kind of playing soft. Oh yeah, that gets me going. You know, that's gonna get me going, because I feel like I'm far from that. I'm far from soft, and I'm far from, like, low effort, like low caliber effort. Like, I feel like I'm gonna give a maximum 100% of myself all the time. So when you say I can't do something, that's kind of like probably what's gonna get me going. Mm-hmm. Say Marshawn can't, and that's what's gonna get me going. When you say you needed a dunk, I was like, I gotta give him one. Because I got to show him I can do it.
You did it. Did me one better. You did 2 of them.
Yeah, for sure. See, so, like, you know, those type of things. Say I can, I feel like I can.
I like that. Any phobias? Is there anything that kind of gives you the willies, kind of freaks you out a little bit?
Yeah, deep oceans. Like, being in the ocean, like, you know, I don't want to be in the middle of the ocean and looking down and can't see nothing under me. I think that might be one of the most scariest things possible, because you really don't know what's down there, my man. You don't know what's down there, and it's dark and scary and just the abyss of openness. Like, I wouldn't want to. That's my probably one of my phobias, for sure.
I think aliens are down there, if you want to know the
truth. Man, yeah, people don't know. Like, we explored more in space than we did in our own planet in the ocean. So that's just, I think that's kind of what, it's really interesting, but it's also, like, really freaky if you really think about it. Like, really makes me really, like, think about it.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Best prank you've ever pulled on somebody?
Oh, man. So I actually do play pranks on a lot of my teammates, like on Nelson and Ty. Those are my roommates.
Okay.
Before it got super cold in the middle, like at night, I came back from the gym. Ty and Nelson's window was open, and I kept on, like, playing, like, wild animal sounds. Like, so I was playing, like, a sound of, like, a chupacabra outside. And Nelson came outside. He was, what's that? What's going on? And Ty opened the window and closed it. And they was all freaked out. So I did it for, like, 15, 20 minutes, and they were freaking out. So I think that's been my best prank. I just couldn't stop laughing. And Nelson was like, stop playing. Who's that? What is that? And I kind of ruffled in the leaves.
Yeah,
And he was all freaked out. You know, he went back in the room, was like, nah, I ain't messing with this. Closed the window, closed the blinds, and he was just,
see,
yeah, so.
This is why I see why Ty said you are the most, I think, what did he say? He said you're the most.
He is the most obnoxious, loud, but entertaining person you will ever meet in your entire life.
Okay.
Like, he will get on your last nerve, but at the end of the day, you just gotta love the guy.
That's what he said when he was doing his pack chat a couple weeks ago, last week. So I can see why he would say that if you're doing stuff like that.
Yeah, I definitely messed with him. He was like freaked out. He was like, bro, that was you the whole time? I thought it was a wild boar or something outside the door. And I was like, nah, that was me. I just couldn't stop laughing. It was just so funny. I had him freaking out.
Classic. James Glenn walks through the door wearing a sombrero. What does he say?
Hola. I think that's what you might say. Hola. Como estas? I don't know.
I can see it. I can see it.
For sure.
Next up, I got a segment called This or That.
Okay.
Winning in a blowout or winning in the last minute?
I say blowout for sure. I definitely want to blow a team out, you know, get it out of the way.
Snow or rain?
Rain.
Slam dunk or a three-pointer?
Man, you know me. I got to get a slam dunk for sure.
No doubt. Game-saving block or a game-winning jumper?
You know, I'm gonna go on the opposite side of things. People might want to say the shot, but if I can get a block, that shows, like, a lot of defensive prowess. You know what I'm saying? If I can get a block off the glass, I had a couple blocks off the glass. I feel like those show, like, wow, like, he was not letting it happen to win the game. And I feel like it's really more technical if you can get a block.
I appreciate that response. Yeah. Nachos or French fries?
French fries with nacho cheese.
Ooh, there you go. Kind of cheating it there a little bit, but that's all right. Truth or dare?
I say dare. You know, I'm kind of willing to do some things if, like, you know, step out onto the wild side. Maybe not too wild, but say dare for sure.
All right. Ice bath or hot tub?
Hot tub.
Frozen yogurt or ice cream?
I like ice cream.
You going soup or sandwich?
Sandwich, for sure.
Handshake or knuckles?
Handshake.
Big party or small gathering?
Small, big party. Big party. Family, big party. I like when my family comes out and have a big party.
There you go. Rock and roll or country music?
Rock and roll.
Toilet paper, does it go over the roll or under the roll?
Over the roll.
Correct. No doubt.
Yeah.
So being in Aberdeen, a little bit different than where you're from. Mm-hmm. Same thing for me. I'm from Illinois.
Yeah.
Turn signal or no turn signal when you're driving?
It depends on who's watching.
See, I say turn signal because no one here uses their turn signal.
Nobody here, nobody here used the turn signal. They just bust a turn, you know. For the most part, like, I feel like in California, like, we got it. Like, using the turn signal, it can be very useful because so many people, so many cars, so many lanes. You got to, like, being safe. So in California, turn signal. But if I'm in the neighborhood, I'm not using the turn signal. I'm going home. Like, I'm right around the corner. Probably might not use the turn signal.
I appreciate the honesty. Smart or funny?
Smart. Funny. I don't know. I'm a little bit of both. I try to be a little bit of both. I say, my bad. I know I'm messing up that question.
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Yeah. A little bit of that. A little bit of both.
Okay. Would you rather meet your great-great-grandparents or meet your great-great-grandchildren?
My great-great-grandchildren. I want to see what they would be looking like, how they would be moving, for sure.
Same thing here.
Yeah.
Burger King or McDonald's?
Tough take. Burger King.
Okay. Christmas or Halloween?
Christmas.
Early riser or a night owl?
Night owl.
Cold shower or going on a 5K run?
Cold shower. I'll take a cold shower.
Favorite Halloween candy?
Reese's.
There you go.
Twix or 100 gram bar. See, I have three.
All of the above.
Yeah.
Breakfast or dinner?
Breakfast. I'm a breakfast guy. I like a good breakfast in the morning. Wake up, smell the bacon. It's amazing.
There you go. Scarlett Johansson or Megan Fox?
Scarlett Johansson.
Good for you. Everyone says Megan Fox.
Yeah. I
appreciate that. Blondes, brunettes, redheads? Black hair? Something different?
Brown.
Purple? Grain? I don't know.
Brown. I like brown. My girl has brown hair. I think that's something that I really like. I like her brown hair for sure.
Shout out to the brunettes. Final segment is word association here. I'll say a word or a phrase, and without thinking things through, just whatever comes to your mind, just come out and say it, okay?
Gotcha.
Game day.
Win.
Aberdeen.
Cold.
Leader.
James.
Northern State University.
Amazing.
Three-point shot.
Splash.
Windmill slam dunk.
Get out the way.
Post Malone.
Vibe.
Kanye West.
Crazy.
LA Lakers.
Electric.
Kobe Bryant.
The GOAT.
LeBron James.
Double GOAT.
Michael Jordan.
Triple GOAT. Oh my gosh.
Barnett Center.
Beautiful.
LA Clippers.
Work in progress.
Are you a Golden State fan? Like, who are you?
Yeah, Golden State for sure.
Warriors? Okay. Diablo Community College.
Home.
Ironically enough, you already brought this one up, but Pounders.
Great, great food.
Death metal music.
Never heard of it.
Not for me. Home Alone, the movie.
Classic.
Country music.
Vibes.
Rock and roll.
Triple vibes.
Hip-hop music.
Quadruple vibes.
Josh Book.
Smooth, silky smooth.
James Glenn.
Young Sniper.
Simon McKenna.
Grandpa.
Ty Rogers.
Pretty boy.
Ben Bowen.
Benny Buckets.
Ooh, I like that. Nelson Reynolds.
Player from the Himalaya.
Toby Obiora.
Boulder Shoulders.
There you go. Wes Smith.
Smiles.
Jack Nelson.
Pepsi.
Big Pepsi guy?
He's a Pepsi guy.
Are you a Coke guy or Pepsi guy?
I'm not a soda guy, really.
Okay.
Juice, cranberry juice for sure.
Good for you. Yeah. I appreciate that. I definitely, when we're on the road, if they got some cranberry juice, that's where I'm going too.
For sure.
Matt Wilbur.
Coach Wilbur's he's a thinker for sure. He's a strategic. That's what he is. Strategic, what he does.
There you go. Your family.
Amazing.
Your girlfriend.
Perfect.
Well, that's nice. How long have you guys been dating for?
6 years.
6 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're thinking this could be
For sure. This is the one. Huh? This is the one for sure. You know, he's got to just, you know, got to get through this school stuff, but yeah, she's the one for sure.
She's out west?
Mm-hmm. She's at school. She's playing basketball right now, so.
Ooh, yeah. It's like love and basketball.
He played basketball with me in junior college, too. So
gotcha.
We've been rocking for a while.
she a scorer? Is she a distributor?
You know, her game is a little bit like mine. She can get downhill, can get to the bucket. You know, and once she gets going, she's like a bowling ball. It's hard to stop. You know, she's just snowball effect out there. So she kind of give you what you need out there. It depends on what you want. Defense, get to the bucket, push the break. Yeah, she's pretty good.
6 years. Good for you.
Yeah.
Especially doing long distance. That's pretty tough to do.
Yeah, for sure. You know, but I think she understands the game of basketball and what my career is, you know, kind of going in the trajectory of it. So, you know, it's just I stay in touch with her and just stay, you know, locked in with her all the time as possible.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Finally, Marshawn Smith.
Fun guy. Hard worker. Cool fellow, I would say.
I would echo all of those sentiments. Want to say hello to anybody out there who's listening? Girlfriend, parents, family, friends, all those sorts of things?
For sure. I want to say, hey, Tanaya, I love you. Going to say what's going on to my mom and my family back home in the Bay Area. See how y'all doing. Thank God for this opportunity, for sure.
Marshawn Smith on our latest installment of Pack Chat. Thanks again for doing this. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you, my man. Appreciate it.